We're speaking this morning with Dr. Pamela Della Valle, who is an obstetrician and gynecologist at Pardee OBGYN Associates. First of all, Dr. Della Valle, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So we understand that March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. That's easier to spell than to say, I can tell you that. So can you share with us what endometriosis is and who it affects actually?
Yeah. So endometriosis is a condition that affects women. About 1 in 10 women will have this condition, and it can be very, very painful. And it typically affects women between 15 and 44 years of age. So people who are cycling and ovulating, et cetera, it's a hormonal driven condition mainly. And things can get worse as you get older too. What it is the inside linings of your uterus, what typically comes out with each menstrual cycle, your period, that can find its way inside your abdomen, and it can kind of attach to different parts, different organs in your abdomen, like the lining of your ovaries or your fallopian tube, the outside of the uterus rather than inside, your bladder, your colon, et cetera. So you can imagine that depending on where these cells have like implanted, you can have different symptoms associated with it.
So what are those symptoms?
Yeah. So a lot of people come in mainly with pain. So chronic pelvic pain is one of those things that a lot of women might either have talked to their providers about, and then we're just like, they never get a clear answer. Mm-hmm. They can suffer in silence for quite some time, or like really, really heavy periods that can be painful as well. Another symptom can be infertility. So people have been trying to get pregnant, you know, it's been at least 6 months, 12 months, et cetera. That's definitely something you want to talk to your OBGYN about. And, you know, endometriosis can affect everyone so differently. So it's pretty genetically correlated. So if you have a first degree relative, you're 7 to 10 times more likely to get it yourself or have that condition. So you can, even in a cluster of family, some women are like, okay, one woman couldn't get pregnant. The other one has really bad pain with intercourse, and they can, they'll have figured it out. They're like, okay, when I'm in this position, it really, really hurts to have sex. And so I've just kind of learned to deal with it or try different things. And then another person might just have a lot of issues with their bowels. Like it hurts when I need to go poop, or, you know, after I poop, I feel a lot of relief, or I feel very gassy during that time of my month. A lot of the times the pelvic pain and different discomforts are cyclical and related to your periods, but not everyone experiences the same symptoms.
Wow. That must make it really difficult to diagnose. Do we know what are the causes of endometriosis?
So there's like a leading thought that the cells that were inside of the uterus kind of have flowed backwards and flowed out of the fallopian tubes and kind of hung out in the abdomen. So it's driven by estrogen. So a lot of times those cells are being told by hormones to grow, 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 divide, 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 get ready for a future pregnancy. And then when you're not pregnant, you're supposed to slough off and come out via the uterus and vagina. But if they're in the abdomen, they don't have an exit route. So then your body has to work hard to kind of reabsorb it in the abdomen. And that causes inflammation. And that's what causes the pain. So that's why, as every cycle goes by, the inflammation can kind of sequentially get worse and worse. Then because your body is working hard to reabsorb those cells via your inflammatory system, your immune system, essentially, you're using a lot of your blood cells to do all the hard work. What gets left behind can be scar tissue, and that scar tissue can also cause pain. But, you know, there's other thoughts. Sometimes you can find endometriosis implants in the lungs and other random part that it doesn't quite make sense that that's the only explanation as to how they got there. So there's a few other thoughts that can happen, you know, even before you start having your menstrual cycle. Those are not, you know, as popular, but they could explain some of the variation.
you mentioned all the different symptoms and the mm-hmm. the fact that it affects people differently. Then ultimately, how is endometriosis then diagnosed in patients?
Yeah, so diagnosis right now is only via surgery, and that's where you put a little hole in the belly button usually, and you look in with the camera and you look around and see if you see any of these implants in the pelvis and any of the inflammatory ramifications of it. So does it look inflamed? Do we have a lot of signs that there's either active lesions or previous lesions? And usually we take biopsies and send that off to pathology. Oftentimes we use that same procedure to treat. So if we find a lot of adhesions or big cysts, so you can get like we call them chocolate cysts on the ovaries, and that can cause either pain or infertility. We can go ahead and take those out, kind of clean up the pelvis if that's seen. And now Pardee is actually offering laser therapies where you don't have to cut things out and you can just kind of laser off the top layer so that you obliterate it and get rid of it without having to put the patient at increased risks of various things like bleeding and stuff. So, you know, diagnosis is via laparoscopy, but it can also be therapeutic. Otherwise, if you're not really excited about surgery and you're like, well, I have all these symptoms, I think I might have this, we can just assume based on your story, like clinically, it sounds like you have this. Let's do an exam. Let's look with ultrasound or other imaging modalities to see if you have things that look like endometriosis. There's some classic signs on pelvic ultrasounds that suggest to us, oh yeah, she probably has endometriosis. And then we can just go ahead and treat you as if you have it without a sure 100% diagnosis.
So speaking of treatment, again, we want to remind folks, we're talking with Dr. Pamela Della Valle gynecologist with Pardee OBGYN Associates, and March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. What are the treatments then for endometriosis?
Yeah, so the first round of what we like to call conservative management is via medication, because we do know that this is an inflammatory process. Oftentimes women find relief with NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents, like ibuprofen, Aleve. Those have the brand name can have longer lasting effects. And then also a little step further beyond that would be birth control pills. And that can be in the form of the depo shot, the Nexplanon implant that goes in your arm, pills that you take by mouth, or even some of the newer things, the IUDs with progesterone only secreting hormone in it, that can also kind of quiet down the inflammation, because we do know that it's driven by estrogen. So things that decrease the cyclical rise of estrogen every month can be helpful too. And then beyond that, if you want to what I like to call definitive management, because we tend to get a little bit more results as far as infertility goes, would be surgery. As you can imagine, if you're trying to get pregnant, getting on birth control pills, it's not very helpful and your goals there. Right. So we have other options for that as well.
Dr. Della Valle, thank you again so much for your time. Is there anything else we should know while we have you?
Yeah, just that I like to tell people to trust their bodies. Most women are very in touch with their bodies and kind of know patterns that are going on and things that they've noticed. And, you know, it's very important to feel like you can speak up and have a provider that listens to you and takes your symptoms seriously. So that's one of the reasons why I came into this field, is because, you know, these women issues are very important. And, you know, it's not just something you have to bear and live with and suffer with. You know, there's treatment options. There's someone who can give you more explanations and kind of talk you through it. And some people don't want treatment options, but it's nice to know, oh, this is why it hurts right there. I can see it on the ultrasound. And that alone, that peace of mind of like, oh, I know what it is. I'm not going to do anything about it because I can live with the symptoms and I want to live with the symptom, but it's not cancer. Woo! And a lot of times we live in fear, like, why do I hurt so much when I have sex? Is there something wrong with me? Why can't I get pregnant? Is there something wrong with me? You know, there's a lot of that concern that can make pain more alarming. And I just want you to know that this is very common. Like I said, 1 in 10, and you're not alone. And there are people here who want to help. So you can always reach out to me.
Dr. Della Valle, again, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you would like to learn more information about finding a primary care provider or OBGYN, visit pardhospital.org.